Hi, I'm Leah.
And I'm Nicole, Leah's baby sister.
Yes, and for today, we're the two chit-chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing our chit-chat tips and tricks.
It just doesn't work for me. And glimmering.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Finding your wonder.
And, of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. So, Nicole, why don't you go first?
All right. Well, Leah, have you ever wanted to say no in a situation, but worried that people would take offense or expect an excuse?
Well, yeah, like all the time.
Right?
Being a little bit of an introvert. Yes.
Okay. Well, I've got a one-size-fits-all six-word sentence that lets you say no, period.
Oh.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. It just doesn't work for me.
Okay.
Let's try it out.
All right. Okay.
So it fits a multitude of situations.
All righty.
So, for example, not so long ago, somebody asked me if I would help be on a certain committee.
Yes. Oh.
Okay. And I didn't want to. I could have fit it into my schedule, but I didn't want to fit it into my schedule.
So you said.
And so I just said, I'm sorry, it just doesn't work for me.
Uh-huh.
I didn't say why. I gave no excuses or, you know, any no follow-up. It was just that, like, here's my answer, door shut. It works brilliantly. You can use it in all kinds of situations. Being invited to a party, it just doesn't work for me. You know, they might think it's because it's a schedule conflict, but you haven't said that.
Right.
might be that it just doesn't work for you because you want to stay home in your pajamas that night and eat popcorn.
Yeah, so no explanation warranted.
There is nothing extra needed.
Right. It just cuts the conversation off, right?
Right. Those six words are like magic. And I can't claim coining this phrase. My good friend Zan shared them with me.
Uh-huh.
And since she told me about those words, I have used them in numerous situations with brilliant effect.
Okay, so, well, I look forward.
Easy tip to use in many situations.
So good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Well, just doesn't work for me.
All right. Okay. Well, this does work for me. So, yay, okay. Being here with
Let's hear it.
Podcasting in the closet. Sorry if there's a little bit of background noise because my stool is a little bit. We're squeezed in with our bums into the closet.
In a closet.
Okay. Well, this is something that several friends shared with me in the weeks after my youngest daughter, Emily, passed. And somehow it really resonated. It's about glimmering and not makeup. So a glimmer is the opposite of a trigger. I'm just going to read this verbatim.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Glimmers are those micro moments in your day that make you feel joy, happiness, peace, or gratitude. Once you train your brain to be on the lookout for glimmers, the more these tiny moments will begin to last longer.
I love this.
Right?
That's beautiful, Leah. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Already my brain is starting to whirl around and think about what you mean by this. And one example came to mind, and I guess I was doing that without realizing I was doing it. But it's so, you know, I've got this garden that I'm obsessed with and I love, and Mummy's garden in particular. And every time I see a hummingbird, I think that's Mummy. Yeah, I think it's Mummy coming to say hi. So that's definitely a glimmer.
Absolutely.
I love thinking of it as a glimmer.
That's a perfect example of a glimmer. Lovely. So be on the lookout for glimmers, everyone.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Love it. Do I hear a campfire?
Oh, do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for a campfire chat.
So, Nicole, I got these ideas from a magazine that I subscribed to on my Flipster app from Seattle Public Library called Spirituality and Health magazine. And a shout out to this magazine as well. I really love it. It features an artist every month as well. And it just has really, really great articles. So I'm a big fan of it. This is from July and August of 2023. So I'm going into the back issues. And it was written by Lori Sue Brockaway. And we've taken our liberties with it. But basically the idea is that you want to find and share your wonders or your wonder. You want to share and find your wonder. So I just kind of thought this really fit into especially your present journey that you're on, and it may be a way of us both sharing how we are evolving in our 50s. So what do you think?
Cool. Yeah. So I'm just thinking about the word wonder. So not so much like what you're wondering about, but things that make you have wonder.
Yes. Have wonder. Yes, have awe. Yes. Okay. If you will. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So the first one is tell your story.
Oh, well, that's a natural for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're doing that more than ever right now, Leah, with your New Start Every Day blog, as you're navigating your grief through your writing. Yeah, I mean, it's been such a heart-wrenching and beautiful way for you to express yourself and for us to walk alongside with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow, it's unbelievable.
I think that, and I think I want to do a podcast about this in the future, but the idea of vulnerability, right? When you're able to be vulnerable and tell your story with all of its, you know, its tragedies and its warts and your imperfections and whatever it might be, when you be vulnerable, other people are more willing to
Absolutely.
Open up to you, right?
Definitely.
And share their stories as well. Mm-hmm. So it's an invitation when you tell your own story.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like you're telling your story through your art or your stories.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I am. Sometimes it's more literally telling my story, like my daily calendar, little tiny squares that I do, which tell a small story piece from each day. Some of my art is, you know, I'll draw something when we're on a trip or something from a walk or a hike that I've been on. Uh-huh. Other times it's just my story of evolving as an artist and trying new things.
Yes.
But that's definitely a way that I'm enjoying expressing my story.
It's wonderful. Yeah, I love it so much. It's and you're posting mostly on Instagram, right?
On Instagram.
Find, F-I-N-D, and refined.
Yes.
Oh, such a delight to see you taking this new or this unknown talent that's not a new talent, but you didn't know you have it, and developing it and sharing it with people. I have to say I'm in awe of you for doing this, exploring this, and I'm in awe of your gift. It's phenomenal. And you really didn't know you had it.
I didn't know I had it. Nope. But coming right back at you, sister, I've always been in awe of you. But anyway, let's go on to the next thing on the list.
Okay.
Yeah, enough about us.
Complimenting each other. We're such good sisters.
What is the next one on the list?
So, Coley, you've always been a kindergarten. No, you've always been. You have been a kindergarten teacher in your past, and right? That's one of your areas of expertise. So this is playing and acting like playing. So be like a kid. Is that it?
Be like a kid
and play with others.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Be like a kid in kindergarten.
Right.
And play with others.
Right. Yeah. There's nothing like a kid in kindergarten. And you're right. I taught kindergarten for just 4 years out of my career, but it was the final 4 years before I switched to substituting. And boy, were they a delight. I mean, there is nothing like watching kindergartners at play.
Yeah.
They just get lost in their imaginary worlds.
Uh-huh.
They could give a rip if anybody's watching them. It's just total abandon and pure delight for anybody who's watching.
Yeah.
And so if I could take a chapter out of a kindergartner's book, I would say I would like my art to be a version of that kind of playtime. And I try to have abandon and not care what others are thinking or doing or watching. Like, it's for me, right? It's joyful and free. And when I'm doing anything, whether it's art or being in my garden or reading or hiking or whatever, something that I love, I lose track of time and I'm in a zone of my own. And I think, I think that's kind of like a kindergartner. Yeah.
Delightful. Yeah, it makes me think of all that time we spent playing Barbies when we were younger.
Oh, yes.
I was able to extend my kindergartner and beyond playing time with Barbies by quite a few years, because Nicole's 4 years younger than I am. And I was just like, oh, well, I'm playing with my sister. So
we both played with Barbies.
Doing it for her, but we loved it. Oh, so much fun.
Yeah, we still like to play together.
Yeah. What do we play together?
Well, we both do our word games. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not like together, but we both like the same ones.
Yes. And we sit side by each and solve the Wordle and the spelling bee. You're much better at that than I am. Mm. I do the crossword puzzles too, but so much fun. Yeah. I think playing. Yeah. And we like jigsaws. You do a lot
I'm
of
okay. I
puzzles
don't love,
with your daughters.
I don't love jigsaws.
No. Okay.
I'll tolerate them because it's time together, but I don't have good space.
Oh,
I have the spatial disability.
So, oh, yeah. Oh, I have that too. Yes. Okay. We've talked about this before.
Not crazy about jigsaws.
Okay. Some other ways that I don't know, like I don't, getting down on the floor and just playing with kids is something that these days I kind of feel like I want to do more. You know, I'm connecting. Mm-hmm. I'm connecting more with young kids and recalling the times I had with my daughters.
Right.
And it's lovely, right? It's just get down and play with abandon, whatever it
is. Yeah, well, even like now that you're swimming, like kids love to swim and like just let go of whatever hangups you have and enjoy splashing in the lazy river, right?
Right, the lazy river, yes. Okay. All right, so let's see. What's the next one? I can't remember.
Let's see here. Oh, okay. It doesn't have to be great / go with the flow / suspend self-judgment.
Oh. Well, hello.
Okay,
right?
Well, those are good.
Yes. Well, and this is really speaks to me because, you know, starting with the podcast about 3 years ago when Edie and I started that, it was, you know, I mean, we're not professional podcasters, but I've dreamt for so long of having a podcast, and before that, you know, some way of getting my voice out there and telling stories and laughing and having people enjoy it, right? So the fact that we actually started a podcast during the pandemic, that was
perfect timing.
It was so good, right?
We all needed it.
Oh my gosh. And we weren't doing it so much for other people in the sense that, oh, people need something. It was more, we need something, or I wanted to do something to make myself feel fulfilled. And sharing it and, you know, being able to suspend, oh, I sound stupid, or I don't, you know, the editing, we don't know how to edit yet, or, you know, just all kinds of stuff. It was just like, forget about it. Mm-hmm. Just do it and have fun. And that's been kind of our MO. We've gotten better at it. I think our podcasts have become progressively more professional. But just put it out there, right?
Well, I think the fact that it's not highly polished is part of its appeal, too.
It's chit-chatting, right?
Yeah. It just feels like you're hanging out with some of your friends.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's what we want.
Yeah,
that's
love it.
That's what we want.
Yeah, it's really relaxed.
Yeah. Well, and that's been the same for my writing as well, because especially in the last months that I've been writing my new Start Every Day blog, that I've picked it up again, and I've been writing about my healing journey, with my grieving and healing journey to do with Emily's passing, that's being really vulnerable, right? And I have to suspend my judgment, my self-judgment, and just say, you know, I want to share this. I know it's important.
Yeah.
It's important to me, but it's important for other people too. So it doesn't have to be the best writing on the planet. It doesn't have to be anything new per se, but the way I frame it and the way I see it and the stories I tell makes it.
You're sharing from your heart.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I can see how you would have to suspend some self-judgment, like
putting
all that out there.
Right.
Yeah. But we're so glad you are.
Thank you.
So glad you are. Yeah, as far as how those things apply for me, it doesn't have to be great, go with the flow, self-judgment. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a perfectionist, and I've always had a go with the flow personality.
So, yeah, so both of us, right?
So those two things resonate pretty easily for me. But the suspending of the self-judgment, that's a little trickier. Especially when sharing things publicly, right? Like, you know.
Your Insta page.
My Insta page, sure. Like my art, it's way too easy for me to compare myself to others. But I am learning to channel inspiration instead of intimidation.
Not my quote.
Who said it, but it's a good one. And I'm slowly developing my own style. And it's really given me so much joy to just like put myself and my stuff out there and not care if it looks like a kindergartner did it. It's fine. It's fun. It's all part of the process.
And it's part of the play.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh. And it's giving me joy and wonder.
It sure is. I mean, you are just... You always say that coffee is the most important thing to you, but you're holding a pen or, you know, a whatever, some writing or art implement in your hand all the time, and, you know, carrying your bag around with all of your paper and your paints and, so cool. I love it. Okay. All right. We've got a last one today, a last way. I'm sure there are many ways to share your wonder, but
these are all just from that list, right?
Yeah. And okay. We kind of condensed and combined as well. So, but thank you, Ms. Brockaway, for sharing the article because it was very inspiring. So it is to create art for art's sake and also to be open to learning new skills. So, Nicole, I know you do have a lot to say about this, and you've actually just talked about it a bit.
Yeah, so I don't want to bore you all with talking about my art all the time. But I think in terms of my creative side of myself, and it's just being open to trying new things.
Talk about your one line. What's it called?
Oh, my continuous line.
Yes.
Yeah, that's been a fun new thing I tried this year. I took a class actually last summer, and you guys happened to be visiting that very day where we tried it the first time. I did a continuous line self-portrait, and it was wonky and crazy. And basically, you put your pen down, and you don't lift your pen until you're finished.
And we laughed so hard.
It looked so wonky, and then I tried doing one of all of you, and it was hilarious.
You
looked like a witch. But that's become a really cool style that I love, and I do it all the time, and I've really... I'm developing that style and enjoying it. And then new mediums like my felted landscapes I've started doing.
Yes, you even have some commissions, right?
I've had commissions. And so that's been really fun to try something new and then have it resonate not only with myself, but with others. And I guess when you do something that you love and you create it with love, it shines through in what you're doing, like your writing, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So true, right? So what was it again?
What are we talking about? Creating art for art's sake be open to new skills. Oh, yeah. Just quickly, my new skill is I'm afraid of fountain pens. And so I'm forcing myself to use a fountain pen and like filling it up with ink and trying not to get my hands all full of ink and then learning how the nib works and thick and thin. It's scary and it looks not good. And but I want to learn it. So that's my new thing I'm doing now.
So good. All right. Well, these days I find I just have to write. I'm compelled to do it. And I love it. And I feel a passion for it. But I would like to learn something, to do something with my hands that's creative, you know, like I'm doing some needle point
and knitting
stuff and knitting. Yeah. And it is meditative for me, but it's not creative as such. Right. I'd like to do something that's a bit craftier. I don't aspire to be an artist like you, but I'm hoping that something will come to me. But I'm thinking, Nicole, and I'm wondering if this counts, and you can certainly tutor me in this area. We'll be moving to our house on Vancouver Island anytime now. And I want to start digging up the garden. I want to create a garden.
Absolutely a creative outlet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not a new skill to me per se, because I used to be quite a gardener, but it's been many, many, many years. So I need to relearn all of that. And other new skills that I have developed and I want to learn, you know, I've learned how to edit a podcast. I've learned all the technical sides of doing this, which is huge, you know, in technology. It's a really, really big deal. Right now, some of the things that I'm working on are learning how to promote things that I write and our podcasts. Edie and I are not so good at that yet. And, you know, I feel like I want to get these things out to a wider audience. So this is something to learn about. And that includes Instagram, learning how to use Instagram, maybe Pinterest, different venues, and how to effectively, you know, promote as such, yeah, right?
As you should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic. Wow. Leah, this has been a wonder-filled podcast. I'm so glad we could do it together.
Me too.
Here in the closet.
In the closet with our bums just smushed together. Ooh, and my back's getting sore. So it's time for the Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
Okay, so this week, your Chit Chat Challenge is to start your own wondering or keep going with something you've already started, but maybe have put it aside because you've been too busy or you haven't been feeling like you're good enough or some such nonsense.
Right, that's balderdash.
Just do it.
Yes. Every week we share our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook. So if you haven't joined yet, please do so. It's a really fun place to just get to know other listeners to the pod, but also just to share advice and give recommendations and learn some things.
Yep.
And we also post the podcast there.
And I think we're going to post a picture of us sitting in the closet as well.
Okay.
If you're interested.
All righty.
So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Yes. Check out the show notes for the links to the Two Chit Chat Chicks Instagram, Edie's Instagram, my Leah Lucian Instagram, oh my gosh, and Nicole's as well, Find and Refined. They'll all be in the show notes, right?
And don't forget to read Leah's blog, New Start Every Day.
Yes. Oh, and go to Edie's Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings.
Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.